What if your workplace trusted you completely, eliminated traditional management hierarchy, and still outperformed nearly every competitor? This isn't a utopian fantasy, but the reality at Google, where unconventional people practices have created one of the world's most valuable companies. Google consistently ranks as the number one best company to work for across multiple countries, while receiving over 2 million job applications annually. The company's approach to creating an environment where talented people thrive isn't just for tech giants. These practices have proven effective across industries from manufacturing to healthcare. Google's story begins with founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, whose backgrounds profoundly influenced their vision. Larry's grandfather was an auto worker who carried weapons to protect himself from his employer, while Sergey's family fled Soviet anti-Semitism. Both benefited from Montessori education, which encouraged questioning authority and independent thinking. When creating Google, they weren't just building a search engine. They were crafting a fundamentally different workplace where Googlers are everything and anyone could act as a founder, regardless of title or tenure. Beneath Google's playful surface of slides, beanbags, and free food lies a foundation built on three pillars. First is mission. Google's aim to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful creates meaning through a moral rather than business goal. This never-completable mission drives innovation into areas like Street View, allowing billions to virtually visit places worldwide. The second pillar, transparency, follows the principle default to open. Google gives new engineers access to almost the entire code base immediately and hosts weekly all-hands meetings where founders answer questions ranging from trivial to serious concerns. Voice, the third cornerstone, means giving employees genuine input in company operations. Many Google practices originate from employees themselves, as seen when Google became one of the first major companies to provide extra payments covering additional income tax for same-sex couples after an employee highlighted this inequality. Google's hiring process is extraordinarily selective, accepting just 0.25% of applicants, making it 25 times more selective than Harvard. Despite often paying below market salaries, Google's growth was limited only by finding exceptional talent. Google revolutionized hiring with two principles: hire slowly and only hire people better than yourself. They discovered accomplishment trumps pedigree, often preferring top state school graduates over average Ivy League graduates, with some of their best performers never attending college. Research shows first impression judgments made in the first 10 seconds of interviews are worthless. Instead, Google relies on structured interviews in two forms: behavioral, tell me about a time, and situational, what would you do if, which are fair, predictive, and create better experiences. The company looks for four key attributes: general cognitive ability, smart people who learn and adapt, leadership, specifically emergent leadership, Googliness, intellectual humility, comfort with ambiguity, and role-related knowledge, the least important attribute. Google continuously refines its hiring process through data analysis, identifying overlooked candidates. This investment pays off enormously. Exceptional hires have generated billions in value through their innovations. Google maintains deep skepticism not of managers, but of how power can be abused. Traditional managers control pay, promotions, workload, and employment status, creating potential for abuse throughout workplace culture. To foster employee ownership, Google eliminates status signifiers by maintaining only four meaningful levels, removing title distinctions, and ensuring executives receive identical benefits as new hires with no special privileges. When introducing benefits like deferred compensation, they're available to everyone. Google relies on data rather than managerial opinion, transforming managers from intuition providers to truth-seeking facilitators. The company combats sample bias through myth-busting, testing assumptions with data and sharing findings widely, as they did when disproving circulating promotion myths. Employees shape both products and company operations. When given anonymous performance data, engineers redesigned the bonus system for greater equity. The annual employee survey, with 90% participation, allows confidential company evaluation with transparent results, focusing on innovation, execution, and retention, with interventions triggered when scores fall below 70% favorable. Most organizations have reduced performance management to administrative steps disconnected from daily management, with 58% of HR professionals rating their own systems C or worse. Google's system centers on objectives and key results, OKRs, specific, measurable, verifiable results that contribute to larger objectives. All OKRs are visible company-wide, promoting transparency without excessive goal cascading. The company follows Larry Page's philosophy. If you set a crazy, ambitious goal and miss it, you'll still achieve something remarkable. After experimentation, Google simplified its rating scale from 41 points to just 5, finding the simpler system equally fair while providing more meaningful feedback. The core of Google's assessment is calibration. Groups of managers review employee ratings together, preventing inflation, ensuring consistent standards, and reducing bias. Crucially, Google separates performance evaluation from development conversations. When combined, employees focus on extrinsic rewards rather than growth, reducing intrinsic motivation by 20 to 37%. By separating these discussions by months, development becomes an ongoing dialogue rather than a year-end surprise. Imagine your team as a spectrum with extremes at both ends. While most companies use a bell curve model, human performance actually follows a power law distribution, where a small elite group dominates through massive performance. Google takes an unconventional approach to performance management. Rather than firing bottom performers, they identify the lowest 5% and help them improve through training, coaching, or role reassignment. This compassionate pragmatism often transforms poor performers into average contributors, significantly strengthening the entire team. For top performers, Google's Project Oxygen found teams with the best managers performed 5 to 18% better across various metrics. Through feedback analysis and interviews, they identified 8 key behaviors of great managers, including effective coaching, empowering without micromanaging, and showing interest in team members' well-being. Google operationalized these findings by developing specific guidance for each attribute and implementing a semi-annual survey where teams anonymously evaluate managers on these behaviors. The results are shared with managers for development purposes only, not affecting compensation or ratings. Google's approach isn't revolutionary. It simply assumes people are fundamentally good. Too many organizations build bureaucracies on distrust, following management philosophies like Frederick Taylor's, who told Congress workers were too feeble-minded to think for themselves. Any team can adopt these principles. Give work meaning by connecting to beneficiaries. Create trust through transparency and voice. Hire people better than you, as bad hires poison team performance. Separate development from performance management to foster psychological safety. Focus on your extremes. Study top performers while helping struggling team members improve. Be frugal daily, but generous during life's critical moments. Pay unfairly, recognizing your best people may be worth many times more than average performers. Use environmental nudges rather than mandates to encourage desired behaviors. Building great culture requires constant learning. Start with one idea, learn from it, and refine. Like Google's founders, you can shape your team's culture through interactions, workspace design, and leadership regardless of position. A great environment becomes self-reinforcing as efforts support each other, creating an organization that's creative, fun, and productive.